Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session. Stan and me right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You become part of the solution when you get informed. You become part of the solution when you share that. Share that information. Share? Share. Yes, I know. It's one syllable. Share that information with other people. And tell them where you got it. Tell them why you believe it to be true. You know, one of my old mantras on the show, and I should bring it back, it's got, right? And people say, you know, you're asking people to defend themselves. No, I'm asking people to know why. Why are you a Democrat? Why are you Republican? Why are, you know, why do you believe what you believe when it comes to a religion, to politics, what have you? Be able to defend it, if you would. And not in a way to prove you're right, but in a way to where if I say to you, why, you know, you seem like a smart guy, why do you believe this? Right? Or why do you believe that? You might be able to sway me. It's that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get informed. Get informed so you can help others to know. So you can help work with others. Right? I mean, seriously. I don't know. I get frustrated because you want to tell me how right you are. How you've got all the answers. But every point in most cases that you put forward, whether it's in your post or somewhere else, it is nothing more than a talking point. Right? White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby had a fiery exchange today with an Al Jazeera reporter. Gee, say that didn't happen. Over the popularity of the Biden administration's recent actions in the Middle East. Now, this was Monday's press briefing. The correspondent, Kimberly Halkett, she began by pressing Kirby over whether the President Biden had the authorization to launch attacks on the Houthi. Right? And without congressional approval. Now, when we're attacked, he didn't go to war. I mean, look, I'm not sticking up for Biden. I'm just, the truth is, he didn't go for it. He needs to retaliate properly. He shouldn't have to go and ask Congress for permission to attack the Houthis after they do us, to attack Iran after they do us. Remember, they coined the term. These are policing actions. So at the press conference, anyway, she began by pressing Kirby over whether President Biden had the authorization to launch the attacks. Right? Kirby responded by saying Biden has the authority under Article 2 of the Constitution to take such military action and repeatedly insisted he's not starting a war with the Houthis or with Iran. He's just simply defending us. I'm not going to, you know what? You guys can believe what you want. But if you sit back and wait for Congress, are you for real? Are you serious? If you're gonna go there with thousands of troops and then start the fight, yeah, we'll talk. But to support us, to defend us, to show we're not going to let them get away with killing our people, attacking our people, we need to do that. But you could see in Kirby's face, he was teed off. Because Hulk had continued to insist that the American people were not happy with Biden's actions. Oh, please. When you say American people, see, there's a qualifier right there. Not happy with his, what? Because he didn't do enough. At this point, I truly believe no more Mr. Nice Guy. They take three of ours out, we'll take 30 of theirs out. But I want to go further. I want to level a certain place. Show them you mean enough. Enough. You're not going to run around the globe, not just with Americans and others. You're not going to run around causing terror and mayhem and destruction across the planet and just get away with it like an out-of-control child. There is a price to pay. I feel bad for the Iranian people. I know Iranian people are very nice, peace-loving people. Maybe they need to have an uprising in their country like others have had in the past. Instead of looking to us and running here, maybe they should come together and drive their government out. Take a coup over their government. Right? He went on to say, I suspect the American people are not happy about attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. I also suspect they're not happy about seeing American troops killed at a base in Jordan, at our base. The president has the authority to defend those troops and those facilities, and he'll do it. And I say amen. I wish he'd be more aggressive about it. All right, and then he started escalating even more when Hackett questioned whether there was a political calculation behind any of Biden's actions. It is an election year. He's low in the polling. Yeah, she's just looking to start a fight. Right? Kirby eventually cut her off, you know. Look, let me stop you right there. The commander-in-chief is not looking for polling considering electoral count. No, he's not Obama. They weighed everything out. My understanding from people in authority in the military said that they had to wait for permission to take action, even when they were being threatened from the White House. White House should not be calling the shots. Give them permission to do their job. Let the Marines do what they do. And move on. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROOM-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really, truly appreciate the time that you spent. You're with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do, you know, appreciate your time with me. I know that you could be listening to other shows. You've chosen this one, or in some cases you're stuck with this one. I don't know which, but I appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Let me see. Please give me a break. I'm not going to do that one. Where was I? I was right in the middle of a story, wasn't I? Oh, there we go. Yeah. We were talking about the attacks, right, on U.S. forces. And what are we doing about it? What are we truly doing about it? Right? You also had the, Kirby clashing with an Al Jazeera reporter. And she didn't want to let up on him because she sees this as a political thing. I mean, again, probably looking or wondering why we haven't forsaken Israel by this time. Now, whether Joe's doing this for political reasons or not, I don't know at this point. But ultimately, I want him to handle this. I want him to make a big deal out of this. Right? You know, the reporter went on as she was interrupted. Kirby was trying to let her lay it out in plain simple English for her. She wasn't having it. You know, and finally Kirby interrupts Kirby and says, he's not looking at how they feel about the war on Gaza, is he? And Kirby said, look, you want me to answer the question? Or do you want to keep interrupting me? They do that a lot. Right? The bottom line, again, why he's doing it, I don't care at this point as long as he does it. We've had 165 attacks on U.S. forces, no reason for it, absolutely none. And yet the only thing they care about is whether it's a political... Not how many people died. Not how much damage has been done. Not how much more ground the enemy is picking up. No, they don't care about that. Now, some of the polling he might be looking at, if the American public want a broader Middle East conflict, they may weigh into this decision. But, you know, the bottom line was you don't ask the people properly. Not in my mind. No, seriously. There's never a qualifier. Are we doing the right thing in the Middle East? Is the country headed in the right direction? I always like that one. Why do you think it should be more liberal or more conservative? You think we should? I mean, ask the questions, the ongoing questions, to get real answers. Right? Anyway. She went on to say, does the American public have the opportunity to weigh in whether they want Made in America stamped on bombs that are going to be dropped? Now she's just being a turd. And I would have shut her down hard and fast. But this is what I always say to people, whether you like it or not, right? The American people weighed in, spoke up, said something when they voted you in. You, Mr. and Mrs. Congressman. Right? You, Mr. and Mrs. Senator. They trusted you to go there and work for them. They trusted you to go there and do the right thing. They trusted you to go there because you had the same basic values or made it look like you had the same basic values they had. That you actually did care for the country. And then you get there and you lose your spine. I had a conversation with a congressman about how many Republicans are leaving Congress. It's happening to Democrats too. Don't let them fool you. But how many Republicans are, and then that person told me, well, it's because they feel like they can't get anything done. And I said, well, tell them to grow a spine. Stick to what they were voted for. We want borders. Stop voting for extensions to the budget without border security. Don't ask for 15 things. Ask for one. Right? You're not getting an extension until we put money together for a border to finish the wall, finish the fence, do whatever. It's really that simple. And then you hear the senators. I mean, what a farce and a joke this is. I heard a couple of Democrat senators say, hey, listen, you got to give President the power to shut down the border. I'm sorry. Have you read your Constitution? Do you know what the law says? The president can shut down the border with a phone call and a signature. He doesn't need that in a law. It's already there. It's wasted ink. It's wasted paper. But you know what happens is you make it look, or it makes it look, like they're doing something. Just like the gun laws. There are so many gun laws that already exist, yet they put new ones forward because they know people don't pay attention, they don't read, they don't know what certain laws or the Constitution says. They don't care. But it makes them look like it does something. Or is doing something. Right? So that's why people need to be more informed. We need to reform education. I'm going to say it. Less on the DEI. Less on gender studies. Less on all this garbage that really doesn't help them move forward. A little bit more in science. Right? What do you think? Science, English, math, real history. And even that term has different meanings to different people. Really. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what you need. Right? I mean, the serious thing about this is I love when the Dems have full control. We go back and forth about this all the time. When the Dems have full control, they can change gun laws. They've had it. They've had the power in the past. They have the president, they had the Senate, and they had the Congress. I mean, the House. Anybody ever asked them why they didn't do it? They had control. Don't give me a Republican stop them because they couldn't have. But they chose not to because it was political suicide. And they want to blame the Republicans. The Republicans don't have the spine. You like that? They don't have the spine. In most cases, not all, in most cases, to make a difference, to make it happen. Right? You know, remember when Biden, he said, if you want to take on the federal government, you'll need F-15s, not AR-15s. You know what? If I was Abbott, I would have said, well, will 89 air wings of 72 fighter jets each from the Air National Guard be enough, or should I call the 25 governors who have each pledged their air support as well? This is why I say to you, 29 governors. We're headed for a civil war if we don't come to agreement. Joe Senior Host, be back in a few minutes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is asking a Manhattan judge to mandate that Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against him. The case alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans. The judge's ruling was anticipated by the end of January. A recent report from the Department of Justice reveals that schools rank as the third most frequently reported locations for hate crimes in the U.S. The numbers surged, more than doubling from 2020 to 2022. Amazon has decided to halt its acquisition of iRobot. Monday, both companies disclosed that they have mutually agreed to cancel the deal, citing no path to regulatory approval in the European Union. Consequently, Amazon is obligated to pay a termination fee of $94 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855. 732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. The way you win. Wait, well, I should say that. It's the way we win. Okay? Because we're a family. It's the way we win. Seriously. And I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, yeah, I gotta calm down a little bit because this stuff, it makes me nuts. That some of you just don't see the basics. The basics behind it. What's really going on? What effect it really has on you? So, what's this? Oh, I thought this was interesting. This came in late today. Is the House of Representatives Sergeant at Arms, William McFarland, he announced his office was served with a grand jury subpoena by the Department of Justice. Wonder why. McFarland notified, or formally notified, House Speaker Mike Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, of the subpoena on Monday. We don't know what it's about or what it's related to, right? Susan Cole, the reading clerk of the House of Representatives, read the notification from McFarland on the House floor Monday afternoon to notify you formally pursuant to Rule 8 of the House of Representatives that the Office of the Sergeant at Arms for the House of Representatives have been served with a grand jury subpoena for documents issued by the U.S. Department of Justice after consulting with the Office of the General Counsel. Yeah, does anybody know what this means yet? Is there any meat here yet? I've determined that the compliance with the subpoena is consistent with the right and privileges of the House. Sergeant of Arms is basically the chief law enforcement and protocol officer of the House of Representatives. No, you have to have a clue. It's not just a ceremonial position. Now, nobody will talk about what it's for. Right? Keep in mind that Representative Scott Perry's communication seized person to that search warrant were just released to Jack Smith's office. right? And so, again, this might be part of the Sergeant of Arms and the January 6th, and what Republicans, I guess 140 of them, voted against certifying the president-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. You know, if I had the 25 minutes to do it, I would do it. And I would play the video of them wanting to decertify elections from Reagan all the way up. Seriously. And that was okay, I guess. Right? It was not a big deal. This is why we on the right constantly scream it's a two-tiered system. We can show you where you did exactly the same thing, but because a lot of times you perceive yourself to be so self-righteous that anything that comes out of your mouth or anything between your ears is total 100% truth, and there can't be any other. Right? Just amazing. You know, I was telling you earlier, already people are commenting in the positive. During a recent interview with Governor Gavin Newsom, he claimed that President Joe Biden has the best three-year record of any modern American presidency. He highlighted what he believed to be were all the successes of the Biden-Harris administration. Now, in all fairness, in Newsom's eyes, the more control you take, the more power you take away from parents, the more power you take away from the local cities and towns, the more successful you are because you're getting closer and closer to a dictatorship. He's very fine with that. But ABC News host Jonathan Carl, he wasn't going to let it get away with it, and thank God. He challenged all these points. Pointed out that Biden's approval rating was tanked historically low. Right? Newsom stuck up for Biden by saying, hey, look, these are global difficulties. They shouldn't be hung on Biden. No, they're local. I'm paying more for stuff and more for gas and more in taxes because of this current administration's policies. Not because of any kind of global issue. Right? Newsom never really has the truth and or an answer that you can truly work with. That's real. That you can actually go look up and find it to be truth or not truth. When Carl pressed Newsom about the ongoing border crisis and the millions of illegal aliens entering the U.S., he wouldn't respond, and he plays blame on the Republicans. Don't you love it? It's almost like whatever they spend money on, whatever doesn't work, and they throw more money at it, and it still doesn't work, they throw more money at it, and it still doesn't work, they look at the Republicans and say, they wouldn't give us enough money to fix it. This is getting ridiculous. You have the real numbers. You want to take Trump's name out of it? Great. For the prior administration, border crossings, drug crossing, all of that was down exponentially. We're talking about 12 to 15 border crossings a month. You're now getting 12 to 15,000 border crossings a day. Come on, think about that. Right? And somehow, it's the Republicans' fault. Put the fence up. Give them what they want. If they're wrong, you can always spin around. See, this is what I love. Put the fences up. Oh, that's inhumane. Yeah, okay, whatever. We're sick of hearing that. Put the fences up. The walls up, whatever. Have people come in, check in, sign in, whatever, in the right way, legally. And if you still get, after putting the walls up, just in Texas alone, if you're still getting 300,000 come across every month, then we were wrong. Bad on us. You blew $40 billion. Not like you haven't done that before. You can't use the money anymore. You can't use the inhumanity of it. You got people being raped and murdered on the way up here. You got people dying of drug usage on the way up here. And when you interview these people coming up, they always say the same thing. Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden loosened the laws. Joe Biden's allowing us in. When they get the message the fence has gone up and they're going to have to come in the right way, what happens then? What do you think happens then? You He suggests that dealing with the reality on the ground requires a comprehensive conversation, emphasizing the need for immigration reform beyond just border security. Oh, I don't disagree with him there. We have laws that are 50 years old. They were in place when my grandmother came here. It needs to be changed. Shouldn't take you 8 years, 10 years, 12 years for citizenship. That's crazy. Or the amount of money it cost. Newsom will not accuse Republicans of obstructing the progress on immigration reform, alleging that they're promoting an agenda to disrupt and impede the Biden administration. What's the Biden administration reform? Open the gates, burn the law? No, really. See, he sees them not giving in to exactly what Joe wants as being an obstructionist. How about we just follow the law? Can we do that? Can I get some Dems to come on and agree? Just follow the law. Follow the gun laws for a while. How about we do that? We do 2 or 3 years of following the gun laws, right? Doing the right thing. And let's see what happens to crime. Let's see what happens to drug use. Let's see what happens to the border deluge. Instead, he emphasized the broader successes of the administration. He blamed global difficulties for the current state of affairs. He accused Republicans of hindering progress. You want to know why? For years now, I call these people the party of non-responsibility. I don't know any other way to put it. They are definitely the party of non-responsibility. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if any of you heard Congresswoman Omar's speech out of Minnesota. There are calls now for her to resign. In her speech, I don't know who caught it or who played it or how it came about, but in her speech, she goes full bore that her allegiance, her oath, is the Somalis first. That Somalia first is what it's all about. It's not about America first. It's about her protecting the Somali people. And that America will do what the Somalis want to do. She's very, very strong about it. Just amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room. Texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. It's the way you win. You stay as part of the conversation. You get your information. Right? And you share it with others. Look, they don't have to come around. It'd be nice if they had, if you had something with them. But they don't have to come around. It's okay. I would not lose any sleep over it. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, talking about Representative Omar. And if you listen to her speech, she keeps saying it was mistranslated. I don't buy that for a minute. I don't buy it for 30 seconds. Now, Omar's conduct and her speech was unbecoming of a United States Congresswoman. Over and over and over again. She didn't talk about America. She didn't talk about her oath to America. It means nothing to her. Right? She only cares about one thing. The Somalian people. You're supposed to care about all Americans, especially all the Americans living in your area, right? She's the first Somali American in Congress. She assured her Somali American constituents that she would do everything in her power to prevent the disrupted breakaway Republic of Somaliland from entering into the sea access deal with landlocked Ethiopia. Now, when you hear her speech, it went viral. It's got over 2.5 million views when I looked at it, probably a lot more now. Right? She claims her remarks were lost in translation. It's not only slanted, but completely off, Omar said. Then give us a copy of the speech. So instead of saying, look, let me make it right and do this, what does she say? They're a bunch of propagandists. Now, she claimed her loss of translation, but while I'm in Congress, no one will take Somalia's sea. That's what she said in her speech. She deemed to be more accurate, is what she meant. The United States will not back others to rob us, so don't lose sleep over it. Now, I don't know what this is. Elmi urged House leadership and Democrats to take note of Omar's public comment, arguing that the speech was unbecoming of a United States congressperson. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she slammed Omar for vowing to protect Somalia borders while opposing efforts to shore up the U.S.-Mexico border. Good for her. Really. Terrorist sympathizer Omar, in her own words, Somalia first, Muslim second, never mentioned America. Not a word. The country that afforded her the freedom, her outspokenness, to do what she's doing now, she hates. If she tried to do a third of what she did back in her home country, what do you think would happen? You think you'd hear from her again? She is facing a Democrat primary challenger for her seat. It's former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels. He went on to say, she flaunts using her position as a congresswoman to protect Somalia's border while our border is being invaded by millions of illegals, and they're dangerous to America. He went on to say that these people hate America. They're so emboldened by the Democrats. They disdain our country. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. I've been saying that for a long time. They don't try to hide anything anymore. They're in your face about how much they hate this place. They're in your face about how much they don't want to support this place. Oh, while you're at it, while we're not supporting our own border, can we send another $60 billion to Iran to shore up theirs and a few other Western countries to shore up theirs? So, I think this is Somaliland declared its independence from Somalia in 1991. Not widely recognized internationally, including by the U.S. Now, no nation state can survive if its states start to get involved in land lease negotiations with other countries without the consent of the federal government, she wrote. Somalis and Somalia are united in that effort, and I stand solidarity with them. No amount of harassment and lies will ever change that. She's talking about herself lying and harassing people. No, really, I'm just serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. There's a lot of crazy little stories out there. And I was talking about this earlier. See if I can fix this. But Nancy Pelosi, she was trying to get out of her house the other day. She got a shouting match with protesters outside of her home. What does she respond with? I love this. Go back to China. Go back to China where your headquarters is. Now, it's on video, so you can't say she didn't say it. And the incident came just one day after Pelosi flouted the idea that pro-Palestinian protesters, they were paid by Russia She wants to know where the money came from. I'm with her. I want to know where all the money came from. What do you think? I want to know where her money came from. I want to know how she made the billions of dollars that she made. Anybody with me? I mean, seriously. Let's see if I can do this. Take a listen to them catching her on tape as she's trying to get into the, I guess it's a Secret Service car.
The Democrats want to see.
They're just constantly on her. She gets in the car. The only thing she says, which she yelled back to them, go back to China where your headquarters is, right? And she's been out there making the circuit, talking about how, you know, Russia is funding these things, these Palestinian protests. It's just amazing. Right? And again, they won't take her to task. Now, I've got Omar's speech, by the way, and I went through it. And, I mean, she actually says that, let me see, she's to the Somalians. She's Somalian first, Muslim second, and she says that her primary job in Congress is to protect the Somali interests. Now, look, I'm of Italian, I'm first-generation Italian, or Italian descent, whatever way you want to put it. But I'm American first. I was born on the soil. I am an American first. I saw a shirt that I thought was great. It said, I'm of Italian descent by blood. I'm an American by choice. I'm going to screw it up. I'll tell you later on. But basically, bottom line is, I'm an American of Italian descent. I'm a patriot of Italian descent. And I'm proud of my heritage, and I'm proud of my ancestors, and I'm proud of my relatives that came over here to make a better life for themselves. They did not, get here illegally. They took whatever they had. They sold everything they had. They took one suitcase with them. They came to this country, and they made a better life for them, for themselves. Why? Because they didn't. It was embarrassing to depend on the government. One thing when you have an issue and you need a little help over a rough time, you know, years ago it used to be the community helped you out. The church helped you out. Like, yeah, the church doesn't help you anymore anyway. But it was the church that helped you out, right? It wasn't, you know, the government. You didn't go to the government for help. So, again, I say to you, first of all, where are we? Why aren't we helping these people out? People who really need it. The churches were there. Have they been told not to anymore? You got to ask the question. I look at this stuff and I think to myself, you know, when I say go back to the old days, I will get emails from people on the left that will say, oh, what do you want to go back to slavery? No, I really want to go back to a time where people were nice to each other. I want to go back to the time when the communities took care of each other. I've told this story a million times. Some of you are new to the show. Growing up in the north end of Boston, one of the poorest places on the planet in the 70s. All right? And we had neighbors that could barely afford to eat themselves. But if you knew somebody was sick, you knew somebody was out of work for a little while, you knew somebody had needs, you ate a little less. You brought them food. Right? You took their kids, the neighbor's kids to come over to the house to eat. So what? You helped out each other. If the church had to help out a little bit, they did. But you know what? We didn't go ask it for the government. We never told somebody, you know, if you go down to the government office, you can get... We didn't do that. We're called to help each other out. Government always makes it worse in those areas. We're called to help out each other. All right, God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to Joe Messina's show. I so much do appreciate your time with me. Now go be safe.